Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
A real tough loss for the Celtics last night at TD Garden. Jaylen Brown was handed a steal. He dribbled down the floor and then missed a layup with less than a second left as the green fell to San Antonio 99-97. Head coach Ime Udoka said afterwards it wasn't about that one play.
I don't feel like we took advantage of opportunities we had in the third and fourth. We defended much better in the second half. You know, holding the 22 and 19 in the third and fourth where they were scoring much easier in the first half. Then offensively, we got a little stagnant.
Brown scored 30 points to lead the Celtics. Jason Tatum 19 in his return from health and safety protocols. The Green visit the Knicks tonight. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 7:30 over on 105.7 WROR. That's because the Bruins will be back at work tonight at TD Garden against the Minnesota Wild. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Center Thomas Noshek was placed in health and safety protocols yesterday. Patriots held their first practice of the week yesterday afternoon in Foxborough. Safety Kyle Duggar, the only player missing thanks to a hand problem. 10 players were limited at the workout, including Nelson Agholor, who missed all of last week with a concussion. Dallas linebacker Micah Parsons was placed on the NFL's reserve COVID list yesterday, and having clinched their division, Cincinnati will rest quarterback Joe Burrow for their regular season finale against Cleveland. The Bengals should be without Joe Mixon, too. He has tested positive. And Australia has canceled the visa of the top tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, and this is because he's not vaccinated and does not have the proper medical exemption. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by AdCare, 1-800-ALCOHOL. Speak up, reach out, get help. Asking for help takes courage. Be recovery strong. Visit adcare.com or call 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 6:30.
Balls come out at night.
Right, forgot about that. Shame on me.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
Yes. I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ram-a-lam-a, ding-dong, rock and roll is king.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And with all due respect, you're something of a cheese whiz. Right now, we're in the peak of New England's harvest season. Tomatoes. Hummus. Hummus.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Let that sink in. Tomatoes.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv and the Twitch app. And John is very focused on the weather tomorrow because it's going to snow while we're here. And John has made several comments.
Windshield wipers up.
They're up out there now.
Outwards.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go. There's
ignition
no
on.
Got to make sure the car's gassed up. You know, you got to make sure you have the right kind of brush
to brush the snow off the car. Can't have the weak brush. Got to have the industrial strength thing to make sure you make a dent.
Now, that I'm actually screwed with, because every year on the first snow, I like an idiot, don't keep one of those in my car. And, like, I end up finding, you know, something like back in the day, it used to be like an old CD cover that you'd have to try to scrape crap off with.
For me, it was a credit card. For me, it was a credit card if it had ice on the windshield.
Sure, yeah. You just try to find anything. But, yeah, so that is actually something I probably need to do today.
But John has been, has stuck with him one time, got stranded in a snowstorm.
It's happened twice, yeah.
He's been stranded in a snowstorm.
Now, were you on the road, like those people in Virginia that you saw this past week?
There was one. Remember when in April, I don't think you guys were here. April Fool's Day, we had a blizzard.
No,
and I was working in Government Center and living in Malden. So I had to actually drive Route 99 right by the casino to head north toward my place. And it was overnight. And I got stranded right near the Wellington T station. And
like while you were on the road?
Yes. I got stranded for about 5 hours out there. And the snow's coming in. And, you know, a cop came by and tried to pull me out instead of pulled himself in. And then a big plow came by. And since a state of emergency was going on, he pulled the cop out and left me in there. He's like, I'm sorry, only essential personnel on the road, dumbass. You shouldn't be out here. So
now, was it just you or was it like a group of people? Because that thing that I've been watching in Virginia is fascinating. It was like entire roads worth of people that just all got stuck at the same time.
Right. No, it was just me.
It was just you.
It was just me. It was like... It's like 2:30 in the morning.
The geostorm couldn't make it through there.
How long did it take the cop to get pulled out? By the
10 minutes, maybe.
So that guy couldn't have spent 10 minutes.
I know exactly. That was my point. I'm screaming at him. He's like, I'm sorry. I got 80 other cars to pull. 80 other cars to pull out. I can't help you.
So he couldn't have spent 10 minutes getting you out of there.
Exactly.
I swear to God, some of these people with plows. Their whole this power that they have during these snowstorms.
He had one of those industrial strength, like, you know, 30-inch wheel jobs.
Just
too.
Out of the goodness of your heart, just even
exactly.
You might think that I am the biggest prick that's ever lived. I think I just express my thoughts truthfully, and that most people think the way I do, at least in some things. I would not leave someone stranded there.
Exactly.
If they were stranded there and I was pulling out a car, because when Adolfo went up, my famous Adolfo story, where he did everything he could to break my car and was pushing it the wrong way and then putting it in neutral and just slamming on the accelerator. The reason we got stuck is because we were going up a hill in Brighton and a plow was just like, no, I'm not moving. No. Like I'm the road was just big enough for me and the plow, like the plow to get by. And the plow was just like, no. And one of us is, if you want to keep going, you're going to hit me. Like, you're going to hit the side of my plow. And I could care less about you hitting my plow. And they drove me right into a snowbank.
Yep.
And it was just this, like, a-holery that was really, and it made me think so poorly of the person that this is... Your life is so empty that this is your time of power.
But, John, in your position, did you at any point say the words, I'll pay you to the guy?
I should have. No, I didn't. I didn't.
These guys are bounty hunters.
I didn't.
They're out there trying to... They're pulling people.
You're absolutely right. I should have.
If you're sitting there and you've been there for 5 or 6 hours and the guy's about to leave... Like, I'm at the point where it's like, dude, I'll pay you. And I know it sucks, and I know it's not the best thing. You know, obviously, you don't want anyone to grift you or whatever, but you're in that position. Hell yeah, you got to pay
the
guy.
I'm glad you didn't pay him.
Well, how much longer were you stuck there?
I was stuck there another hour at least after he left.
I'm glad you didn't pay him.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
This is overnight. I mean, this is like from 1:30 in the morning, and I saw the sun come up.
So you're sitting there, and you're scared, and you're trapped, and there's no worse feeling than being trapped, and everything is out of your control.
Well,
a cop comes by to help you.
Yep.
So the cop goes, you're worthy of being helped. The cop gets pulled into the snowbank, but then the guy... So what I imagine happens, the guy pulls the cop out, and the cop goes, thank you, I got to get out of here. I got to go.
Yep.
So the cop deemed you worthy of being pulled out, but the plow truck driver could not be bothered to spend 10 minutes.
Until the cop left to tell me that.
Yes, exactly. Because the cop is not going to stick around and go... The cop was probably under the assumption that the guy was going to pull you out.
He was that guy was waiting for you to offer to pay.
Yeah, and then looking back at it, I mean, this is like 20 years ago. Then, yeah, looking back on it, you're right.
Well, then fine. Then he should have pulled you out and said, hey, listen, I pulled you out. That's $20.
I think he was waiting for John to go, hey, if you get me out, I'll pay you.
Well, good.
And he was just like, well, I'm going to go with someone who's going to pay.
Well, he's a prick.
Yeah, he is a prick. It's a prickish thing, but that's just kind of the way it works.
Say what you will about me. I swear to God, I would have pulled you out. I would have pulled you out.
Of course. Most people would have made the attempt.
Yes. No, I don't know. And listen, I know a lot of plow truck drivers, and I'm not lumping everyone in, but I had that guy literally ram me into a snowbank for no reason. It was just we were driving up a hill, and the guy just wouldn't move, and the Fusion was saying to me, baby, like, we can get up this hill. I mean, we're an all-wheel drive.
I remember the Fusion. That was
the
right
Fusion
car.
Was saying, but the Fusion was fantastic. Yeah. Fusion had like 10 miles on it because I had to go like 5 feet down the street to go to work.
Well, this is the night, Fred, where if you're getting on any of the major highways and you see the staggered salt cars, you know, the big trucks that are putting the salt behind it, you do everything you can to try to bust in front of them before they, because
because they have that third, they have three, if you're going inbound on the pike, because this has happened to me more than once, you have one truck in each lane, and then you have another truck behind those three.
Oh, I'm talking about if you're merging onto the highway and you see them coming,
all right.
Gun it, because if you get stuck behind them, I've seen people try to
you have another guy running blocker behind the truck.
No, you can't do that.
Route 9. Because it's driven over enough that there's no snow on it, and you don't have to worry about those like a series. Too many things can go wrong on the highway in those situations. There's way too many things that can go wrong on the highway.
I've been on 93 before, behind that like stretch of what is it, like five of them that are staggered.
Yeah.
And I've seen guys try to get like in between and find daylight between two of them. And that is a fool's errand, man. No. There's no way you can get
And let's put it this way. If you get stranded on the... something happens to your car on the freeway, you're sitting there. If something happens to your car on Route 9, there's escape routes. There's ways to get out of there.
There's also like a Dunkin' Donuts you can walk through.
Indeed.
You can sit there and thaw out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you can just like ditch your car. I mean, you could get someone to give you a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were in like Medford, right?
Yes.
So you were just hanging out inside of like Mike's Roast Beef or something?
No, I was off. There was a couple of buildings there right across from where Kiss 108 used to be in the Wellington T station. That was off to my left, and I had to take a right. It was ultimately Route 16.
Kelly's Roast Beef right there.
Yeah, is it Kelly's?
Was it right there? Yeah. I think that was further up.
You're making it seem as though you're like out in the woods.
Right, no, in Siberia, I wasn't out in the woods. I wasn't close to anything.
How far were you from home?
3 miles, 4 miles.
Was this before cell phones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you're sitting there with your pager.
I actually had to run to the Wellington T station to call my wife and say, I'm sorry, I'm stuck, you know, 4 miles from the house, but I can't get to you because it's bombing down snow.
See, like my neighbor is, who knows what he does for a living, but he's got dudes that come over and do everything to his house.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I don't know what he does for a living. But he's got dudes that come to the house and they like do everything. So if like that's those days that you long to be that guy, because all it would take was for him to pick up his phone, right, and there'd be 75 guys out there like moving crap around for him.
Yeah.
All I know is that he has a lot of coin operated machines.
Do those apps work? The ones where apparently you can say, "Hey, please plow me out of my driveway," and they're there within like 30 minutes.
That doesn't happen. They're not there within 30 minutes.
Because that was a great idea when someone like told us that it existed.
I used it. They don't get there in 30 minutes. They get there in like an 8-hour window.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things where you have to schedule it the day before. Which, right. I'm telling you, that's an industry.
Yeah, but it doesn't work that way though.
Yeah.
I use it. But it doesn't work that way. Yeah. Like, if it snows a foot one night, I'm doing the show from home. I can't get out of my driveway. Well, Fred, you know, you should... Nope. Nope. I mean, Mike Bell does the show from his house every day. Ben, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Freddie T. How are you, baby?
How you doing, Ben?
If anybody from Ford is listening, please do not wait any longer. Get Freddie T his Bronco. He's going to help people. He's going to change the world. He is the man we need. Post haste, get that Bronco to him fast.
It is. I'm being told March.
Hey, hey.
I'm being told March.
There's actually a time where it just kind of this open-ended thing for a while.
I'm being told March. Now, I'm supposed to get a call like when they start making it. and that call has not happened. So every day that goes by where that call doesn't happen. But I got so much other stuff going on before then. It's medical stuff before then. I got 85. I'm a busy man during the week. But the Bronco is supposed to get here. But I can't believe that prick left you in that snow.
Yep.
Would have taken him 10 minutes to
less,
get you out.
Less.
Yeah.
As I said, it wasn't one of those regular, pickup truck plows. It was one of those massive deals with the huge blade in front.
Yeah,
it's taking him 5 minutes to clear a path.
Tonka truck. The kids play with.
That's right.
I don't know. I would have gotten you out of there. And say what you will about me, but I know I would have. I know I would have. There's no way I would have left someone sitting in there.
Yeah, I mean, but that's kind of the way that it goes. You got to pay these guys now. And they're like, because in his mind, he's like, why would I take this guy out, spend 15 minutes doing it, when there's someone down the street who's going to pay me good money to get him out?
Yeah, you because, make a point, Rich.
Because it's 10 minutes out of my life, and then I'm on my way.
No, because you, Fred, have, believe it or not, you have a good moral compass. There's some people, this is right now their payday.
No, I get that, but I don't know how that prohibits. I mean, 10 minutes of my life prohibits me. Wow. I could still pick up. If you think about it rationally, I could make as much money. It really wouldn't cost me money. I could crunch numbers, and maybe it would cost me, $5. If you really crunch the numbers, mm-hmm. the 10 minutes. And I'm not telling you, he had to, sit there and make sure everything was right and, gradually pull you out. But just to go, all right, Jesus, and stick it where on your bumper and just floor it and get you out. I'm not telling you he's got to dust off your car or make sure if there's a little damage to your car, that's not my problem. I mean, I'm telling you to go screw. If I screwed up your car in some way, I'd be like, sorry, dude, but I got to go. But there's no justification for not pulling you out. Now, listen, if you started bitching at me and said, well, look what you did to my car, I'd be like, all right, yeah, see ya.
Well, the best I used to park on the street, and if there was, in the middle of the night, someone would come and plow the street itself, I mean, how many times would you walk to your car, and there would be just a wall of snow blocking you in?
Yeah, yeah.
To where, I mean, it was nearly impossible. I mean, I'd have to walk from where I was with a shovel. I'm going to shovel myself out, and not because of the natural snow, no, because of the gigantic freaking wall that has been smashed up against the side of the row of cars.
Yeah, that was Brighton. But we did afternoons when I had to park in the street in Brighton. So, and in Brookline. We did afternoons, so I could spend my day plowing out, yes.
This is kind of funny. Bruins Luchador tweets in and says, maybe the plow driver was traveling to his route, and it wasn't on his turf. It sounds funny, but you get in trouble if you have your blade down on someone else's roof.
He wouldn't have his blade down. He wouldn't have had his blade down. He would have had his blade up, as a matter of fact. Because he'd be pulling him out.
He's pulling someone out, but maybe even that's the same type of territory. That's my deal. That's my cash cow.
No. Because I know what the Bruin Luchador is saying is that I plow this road. I'm paid to plow this road. Not it's an emergency situation, and I'm pulling this guy out. Every drop of snow is still there. The snow is all there. You're not breaking any rules. You're attaching a hook to a guy's car and hitting the gas on your truck, moving it out and saying, see ya. Now, any complaint after that would go to deaf ears. I would not listen to any of your complaints. And I would, and if you tipped me, I'd take the money. But, and I'd expect you probably to tip me. But if you didn't, I mean, I'm not going to say anything. Mm-hmm. And if you gave me money, I'd take it. But I could not drive away from that. I could not. Some guy in the middle of the night with a cop that just tried to pull him out. The cop tried to pull him out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't like, he's afraid for his life.
How long are you hanging out with the cop, by the way?
He was in and out in maybe 20 minutes. Because he called it in. He's like, all right, I'm stuck here.
All right.
Someone come get me.
So he fell in. It was only 20 minutes until someone else came out.
No. He was like, all right, I'm stuck. Someone come get me. I got to get out of here. And a plow was there quick.
Well, a couple months ago, my dog locked herself in my wife's car when she was at her friend's house. And they called the non-911 police.
Yeah.
And there was someone there in under 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
Wow. So, the cops call it and it gets done. But now you have a cell phone. You can just go to the wall game from the hub. Get it going.
That's right.
That's right. The wall signal. It's just two gap teeth. Get shot up into the sky.
The best is the first time I had raccoons in my trash, and I was talking about it on the air, and all of a sudden my wife says, like, three noon cops show up. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, we heard that you guys had a raccoon problem. But the last time we had raccoons, I got them out myself.
Oh, yeah, you didn't tell us that, is that
no,
right?
No, I did. Oh, I did.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this.
Yeah,
story.
I kicked the can over and ran like the Dickens. And they sat in there like idiots.
And just didn't even leave?
For like 5 minutes. Like,
it's like they had freedom, and they're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, they're like,
trash is home.
Yeah, and there was no trash in there, too. They just sat in there like idiots, and then they finally came out. All right, very well. What a game last night from the Celtics. What an ending.
Another disappointment. We're going to have Brad Stevens on later on. There's a lot of issues going on, but a game that they shouldn't have lost. They're finding new ways to lose games.
All right, we'll have that for you in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation. Foundation.org to get involved.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go, yeah. And like, oh yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, down by two, the Celtics had a perfect shot to tie the game last night.
The Spurs are out of timeout, so they have to get the ball in. Landale has it in his hands. 5 second count has begun. He throws it away. Picked off by Jaylen Brown. 4 seconds to go. Jaylen goes the distance, lays it up, no good. Rebound, Smart puts it back up and misses. And the Celtics lose at the buzzer after a steal gives them 2 point blank opportunities to tie the game. It seemed impossible to find a more heartbreaking way to lose, and the Celtics just found one.
Yep, there's no other way to explain it. Jaylen Brown missed the layup after two great defensive plays in a row by the Celtics. They had the moment they had been fighting for and blew it. 99-97, the final scores. The Seas keep finding new ways to lose. It was only the ninth time all season that Boston had its regular starting lineup on the floor, and Tatum, on his first game back from COVID protocol, was definitely a bit rusty.
Tatum, right side of the floor, now Schroeder. Rob Williams standing on the three-point line. Tatum trying to get free, takes the handoff from Rob Williams, gets to the elbow, jumper's in the air, and good. Simple.
Not to an area where he wanted to score the basketball, but now you're going to come out and defend, man.
95-91, Spurs by four.
That was one of his that went in. He went 6-for-20 yesterday. Tatum looked off. He airmailed a three, missed several easy shots, and disappeared at the end of the game, having just one shot in the last 4 minutes. And the Spurs aren't world beaters right now either. No. I mean, that's a 10th place team.
They're not
team.
Good. They're four or five games under .500. They don't have a guy that averages 20 points a game. They don't have a guy who averages 10 rebounds a game. DeJounte Murray's a nice player, but he's a 17, 18 point a game guy. He looked like a world beater last night.
Yeah.
I keep coming back to this. and maybe I'm wrong. As a matter of fact, I've been proven to be wrong. I am going through this season thinking that the Celtics are better than this. They certainly have two top players. They have two all-stars out there. They had their starting lineup last night, and they still can't beat a team that's 4 or 5 games under 500, who, by the way, swept them this year.
Well,
I mean, there's no excuse for any of this. It's shocking to me that the talent that the Celtics are putting out there is losing night after night like this.
Well, here's Jaylen Brown on his missed shot.
We got to make teams pay. We can't just be out there playing basketball. We got to, you know, read the game a little bit better. And tonight was a tough loss. Missed a f***ing layup, but I'll bounce back tomorrow.
Well, Gary Washburn made some pretty good observations about this team in the Globe. He put into words something that I've been noticing as well, mostly being for a team that has two of the league's premier scorers, this is a team that almost has an unfathomably hard time scoring late in games.
Yeah.
I mean, Brown and Tatum last night, 4 for 11 from the field in the final quarter, 0 assists. Now, Brown had 30 points for the game, but just 2 in the fourth quarter. Tatum scored 6 points in the fourth, but went scoreless in the last 8 minutes. This happens all the time, where these guys who, for some strange reason, like on a regular basis during the first 3 quarters, can almost score at will, and then it just becomes like, you know, the Monstars took over or whatever, where their powers are taken away.
For all you people who are out there saying trade Tatum, Brown's the one you want, the first 3 quarters were the quarters for you. He was fantastic for long stretches of time last night. And as a matter of fact, the Celtics played from behind for most of the game. He was one of the reasons they were still hanging around there.
Sure.
At the end.
And the thing too, John, is that, you know, if you, this might be the easiest team in the league to scheme against, because all it seems to take is just, hey, guard Tatum and Brown, and then for some reason, no one else on this team can score. I don't even think that Al Horford or Robert Williams had a shot last night in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I mean, but I mean, at some point, you know, the best teams always have at least one or two guys that aren't the main guy. When you have a, you know, any good, you know, coach will say, all right, in the clutch minutes, cover these guys.
Guys like Patty Mills in Brooklyn. Yes.
That's the best example. Yeah. Guys who can make big shots when everybody throws everything they got at the superstars. And this team just does not have that. Now, we've got Brad Stevens on with us at 9 a.m. This was kind of interesting because even Tatum was asked about whether or not other people should be shooting the ball besides him and Brown.
Would you be in favor of taking the ball out of your hand and Jaylen's hand more in crunch time to allow those guys to be playmakers so you guys kind of cut around that?
I think it just depends on the flow of the game, who's playing well, obviously who they have in the game.
And as much as I would like someone else to make a shot, if you truly are two of the best players in the league the way that everyone's talking about them, you got to be able to be a guy that can get through that noise and make a big shot at the end of the game.
Morant did it yesterday. I mean, let's
think. The best do it.
I mean, Doncic did it last night.
When Beal is on his game, you see Beal do it.
No, I'm giving you young guys because now I'm obsessed with young players.
Oh, sure.
So Morant did it 2 nights. I'm just going to give you examples of this week.
What's his name down in Atlanta does it all the time.
But just over the last 2 nights.
Trae Young does
Morant
it all the time.
Morant did it 2 nights ago.
Yep.
Doncic did it last night. So, I mean, these are guys that are just as young. So, because what I'm giving you is, you know, well, they're young. And I'm giving you
younger guys.
Younger guys that take over games. Now, would you rather have Morant or Brown?
John Morant. Oh, my God, John Morant.
All right, thank you.
I love John Morant.
Well, all right, well, was that, if I asked you a year ago or asked Hoops Expert a year ago, they might not say that.
That's true. Yeah. John Morant has come into his own, obviously.
It's not only that, it's time served in the league, regardless of what age is. I mean, if you're a 22-year-old like Luka Doncic and you've been in the league 4 years, or 23 and you've been in the league 4 years, that's enough time. Brown and Tatum have both been in the league long enough, regardless of what their age is, that they should be able to do this.
So my point is that, especially in the case of Jaylen Brown, is that there's young players in the NBA that are surpassing him now. In the list keeps getting longer and longer.
Well, Fred, I can even give them a little bit of grace if it's just one guy that was out there and they threw everything they had at, like, Tatum. And for some reason,
Tatum seem to do better in those situations.
Well, exactly. But when you have a situation like you had yesterday where, you know, the full starting five are out there and neither of the two guys can get a shot up, there's something
That's
wrong.
The thing. I mean, we were told, well, the backers of the Celtics and the thinkers that they will go in a different direction keep saying, wait till they get their starting five together. They have the starting five's only been together 9 or 10 games this year. It's not getting the starting five together. It's not the role players. It's not the it's a whole thing. Yeah. Nothing. The pieces do not fit together.
And you know what, John? Well, you know, Washburn has, it's a really good article. You should read it this morning because his whole point is, this shouldn't have taken this long to be at this point that we're at where you still don't have an answer. As a matter of fact, the promise about bringing in Ime Udoka was that they were going to find a way to capitalize on the talents of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and turn them into the killers they're supposed to be. And they were going to surround themselves with people that would be able to, you know, if they're in trouble, take those shots and find different ways, offensive plays, to get them to be able to become these scorers that we want them to be in the fourth. And they've figured out nothing. The needle has not moved since the offseason on these two guys. And that's a condemnation of it. And I know a lot of people are saying it's not the coach's fault. Well, listen, it's partly the coach's fault now.
It's everybody's fault.
Really, I mean, you can point the finger at anybody, including Brad Stevens, that we're going to have on at 9 o'clock.
Well, if the coach has no responsibility at all, then pay him minimum wage. I mean, if the coach really doesn't matter at all, if you had Udoka on right now, he would take blame. I mean, it's got to be killing him.
Here's another thing too, Fred, and I'm sorry, John, that is driving me crazy about this team. We were also sold on a promise by Ime Udoka during the offseason when they signed him that he wanted this to be a faster basketball team.
Those were the words he said at the beginning of the season. We want to play fast.
Yep, capitalize on the youth and the speed of these young players that they've got. And I see these dudes just like lollygagging down the court. I mean, fast break points are almost non-existent. You see in the best teams, how often does it happen, Fred? Another team scores a bucket, and within two blinks, they're already on the other end of the court. That you see even like Schroeder and these guys just taking their time, dribbling the ball down the court, and by the time they end up getting to their side, there's like, 15 seconds left in the shot clock, and then it ends up becoming like iso ball or just bad passes.
I just look at Cleveland. Cleveland. Dumb Cleveland. That has just, they were in the same situation. They've had to take all these first round picks. Now they, not middle picks, they're, you know, top, you know, 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
But they've hit on these guys, man, and they've got a young team that's better than, they're better than Boston. Their collection of talent, young talent, is better than Boston, and they're playing better than Boston.
They also had good veteran leadership before what's-his-name got injured when Ricky Rubio was out there. And they brought, and you know what? They did something smart. They got Rondo in there.
The scary thing is Rubio bounced around forever, but had found a home. He was really good this year.
But he wasn't their best player.
No.
But they just got Rondo, too.
But that's a great move.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I agree. So... I like the Celtics. I hope they win. It's good for everybody. I'm not a huge NBA fan, but when I I'll keep bringing it up, when I look at that Cleveland team, man, because you just go, oh, these picks, oh, yeah, they got the sixth pick in the draft, da-da-da-da-da. Go down that roster.
Evan Mobley, third overall. Isaac Okoro, who is, you know, sixth man, back-end starter, fifth overall. Darius Garland, who Mike Gorman said yesterday, fifth overall. And the guy, they don't even have Colin Sexton.
No.
And Sexton was the guy they used. That was a Celtic pick that got spun from Brooklyn. So, and he was eighth overall. All those guys can play.
Yes.
All those guys are contributing. And most importantly, all those guys are under the age of 25.
Yeah.
Well under the age of 25.
They're dudes that if you went out with a picture of and went around like town, you'd be like, who?
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
Right.
I agree.
But they were in a situation where they sucked and they had a lot of picks. And, you know, like John just said, you know, these are not the number one pick in the draft. And they went out and they acquired the talent, and the talent is working together, and it's working.
One other thing, not only talent, but the ability to, just to get back to what we were talking about with the Celtics, to play well late. And Sean Grandy tweeted out a stat right after the game. The Celtics have had 12 games decided by 5 points or less this season. They're 2-10.
Yeah, I mean, they disappear in the fourth quarter. And it's the stars that are disappearing mostly in the fourth quarter. Right. And that's depressing. If these guys are going to truly be superstars in this league the way we're being sold on Tatum, and by the way, you see it all the time, they have these games where they'll score 50 points or Tatum will go off. Does that any of that matter if they can't close out a game?
Brown's 50 points was the weakest 50 points of all
time. Well,
that
was against a team where they shouldn't have even been down.
The worst team in the NBA. That's what Orlando is. They are worse than Detroit. They are the worst team in the NBA this year.
With their top five guys out. It's so nice. You had 50 points. You just had the ball in your hand. It's like, you know, it's Michigan State playing against, you know, University of Detroit. All right, we'll be right back, Rich. What do you got?
Oh, we got some more news regarding Antonio Brown.
I'll tell you what, he's talking and Tampa Bay ain't. So I don't feel sorry for him, though. All right, we'll be right back.
Sports Hub headlines.
Jaylen Brown scored 30 points last night, but he missed a layup with under a second left. Celtics lost to San Antonio at TD Garden 99-97. They visit the Knicks tonight. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 7:30 over on 105.7 WROR. Bruins play Minnesota at TD Garden tonight. Judd Zerat and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the face-off at 7 on the New England Honda 98.5, the Sports Hub Bruins radio network. Patriots wrap up their regular season in Miami this Sunday. Safety Kyle Duggar, the only player missing at practice yesterday. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by SwingJuice.com, a fun lifestyle apparel brand for golfers. Shop SwingJuice.com's new collection of performance polos and quarter-zip pullovers, as well as golf trucker hats and hoodies. Check them all out at SwingJuice.com. I'm John Wallach of Austin's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 7 o'clock.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sport.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, we're the Toucher and Rich radio program, and Antonio Brown's got things to say.
He's still a member of the Bucks. But yesterday, I don't know if you saw the thing that Burt Breer tweeted out.
I saw.
It was the injury report, and it's got, you know, everybody and, you know, all the different things you're dealing with. And then Antonio Brown, it says, personal reasons, not injury related. Mm-hmm. Well, the personal reasons, I think we now know what that is. It seems to be a impasse between him and the team on what actually happened during this past Sunday's game against the Jets, where he disrobed and did jumping jacks and then ended up calling super cool limo driver of the Stars to drive him to the Nets game.
Who apparently went viral and now is Amazon's newest president.
Yep. So even though he is still officially on the team, it looks like my prediction most likely will not come true because Antonio Brown has really gotten someone very, very smart to make it seem like it's everyone else's fault but his behind him. Now, this is a statement that was released yesterday from his it was Antonio Brown's words through his lawyer. And boy, the way this is written, it sounds exactly like Antonio Brown just dictated it. First of all, I'd like to express my gratitude to Bucks fans and my teammates. The Bucks helped me return to productive football after I had difficulties that could have ended my career.
Sounds just like him.
Right. I just imagine it was like the beginning of Mr. Belvedere. Isn't that where he takes out quill and starts writing in his diary? We worked together to resolve those difficulties, and I will always appreciate that. Being a part of a Super Bowl champion team and then a contender is a dream come true. I make mistakes. I'm working on myself, and I have positive influences around me. But one thing I don't do is shy away from playing hard on the field. No one can accuse me of not giving it my all every play. Because of my commitment to the game, I relented to pressure directly from my coach to play injured. Despite the pain, I suited up. The staff injected me with what I now know is a powerful and sometimes dangerous painkiller that the NFL Players Association had warned against using.
And Toradol, big deal.
And I gave it all for my team. Now that I know, what is this stuff that you're injecting into me after all these years playing?
Oh, no, Toradol. You're going to die. Big deal.
I played until it was clear that I could not use my ankle to safely perform my playing responsibilities. On top of that, the pain was extreme. I took a seat on the sidelines, and my coach came up to me very upset and shouted, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?" I told him, "It's my ankle, sir." But he knew that. It was well documented, and we had discussed it. He then ordered me to get on the field. I said, "Coach, I can't." He didn't call for medical attention. Instead, he shouted at me, "You're done," while he ran his finger across his throat. Coach was telling me that if I didn't play hurt, then I was done with the Bucks. I don't know if that's what it means right there.
He said, how else could you take it?
No, sure. He said, "I didn't quit. I was cut. I didn't walk away from my brothers. I was thrown out. Being fired on the sideline for having a painful injury was bad enough. Then came their, quote, spin. Coach denied on national television that he knew about my ankle. That's 100% inaccurate. Not only did he know I missed several games with the injury, he and I exchanged texts before the game where he clearly acknowledged my injury. He obviously knew I was on the injury list, and the GM acknowledged after the game in text messages to my camp that I did tell Coach about my ankle pain on Sunday. I know we were losing to the Jets and that it was frustrating for all of us, but I could not make football plays on that ankle. Yes, I walked off the field, actually danced off the field, did jumping jacks on the field. But there's a major difference between launching from the line and taking hits compared to jogging off the field with a rush of emotions going through your mind. I'm reflecting on my reaction. But there was a, I love that. I'm reflecting on my reaction. Yes,
he does that all the time.
he's in a quiet room right
very
now.
Very introspective.
He's rubbing his chin as he's saying this.
Yeah, he's in a monastery somewhere reflecting.
But there was a trigger. The trigger was someone telling me that I'm not allowed to feel pain. I acknowledge my past, but my past does not make me a second-class citizen. My past does not forfeit my right to be heard when I am in pain. First they cut me, now they cage me. Instead of asking how I felt or getting to the bottom of it, the team texted my camp promoting a totally false narrative that I'd randomly acted out with any explanation. They even told us in writing, quote, "Don't spin this any other way. I have stress. I have things I need to work on." But the worst part of this has been the Bucks' repeated effort to portray this as a random outburst. They are telling people that I first walked off, then I was cut. No, no, no. I was cut first, and then I went home. Well, he actually went to a Nets game. He didn't really go home.
Release some records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They threw me out like an animal, and I refused to wear their brand on my body, so I took my jersey off. As part of their ongoing cover-up, they're acting like I wasn't cut and now demanding that I see a doctor of their choice to examine my ankle. What they did not know until now is that on Monday morning, I had an urgent MRI on my ankle. It shows broken bone fragments stuck in my ankle, the ligament torn from the bone, and cartilage loss, which are beyond painful. You can see the bone bulging from the outside, but that must and can be repaired. The MRI has been read by two top orthopedic surgeons in New York City. Not realizing that I had already scheduled a surgery at HSS, the Bucks, quote, ordered me under penalty of discipline and with a few hours' notice to show up to a more junior doctor at HSS for another opinion. What a joke. They're playing like I wasn't cut, giving me a surprise attack order to show up to another doctor with no reasonable notice and setting this whole thing up as a basis to cut me because what they did on Sunday was not legitimate. Sorry, GM, I already received a confirming opinion from the top doc in the hospital that you, quote, ordered me to go to.
Imagine if you're the inferior doctor. You got to feel about 2 inches big right now.
I'm being called out right now by someone who claims to be Antonio Brown. He ends it with, "I love the Bucks fans. I really do. I love my teammates and everyone who showed me grace and believed in me. I gave the Bucks everything I had on the field. What the organization is doing now needs to get cleaned up. I do not understand how people publicly claiming to be concerned about my mental health can do these things to me in private.
That's right.
He says, once my surgery is complete, I'll be back to 100% and looking forward to the next season. Business gonna be booming.
How much of that is true? What percentage of that is true?
Well, I mean, seeing that this is a gentleman who lied about his COVID vaccination,
yeah,
and then lied about him getting
caught. He has all these text messages. I'm sure he saved them all and is willing to give them to anyone who asks.
Well, he, you got to believe that, he went to two doctors, but he won't go to their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
He's all of a sudden a victim.
Right. He played in that game.
He's been caged.
Yeah. He played in that game, but, you know, the MRI showed that, first of all, the way that it's written medically, bone fragments, okay,
right, I don't even know if that's something that half the league is already playing through right
now. Well, a ton of people, I know from pitchers, a ton of pitchers play bone fragments in their elbow.
Well, there's like hairline fractures that everybody has.
Yeah,
you know?
But the bone fragments, and then after seasons, pitchers will get the bone fragments removed because they don't want them screwing around with their, with the ligaments in their elbow. Because the danger is that the bone fragment will cut the ligament in the elbow, and then you'll have to get Tommy John. So in terms of playing with bone fragments, I would imagine 50% of the NFL is playing with bone fragments. What was the other thing?
It was ligament damage, which I'm sure that there's an amount of ligament damage in most of the players as well.
Yeah, especially if his ankle had been hurt previously. There's some ligament damage. Okay. It doesn't sound to me like he was severely injured.
I mean, this is...
And he won't go to the doctor that Tampa Bay wants to see. See, if I believe the guy, then, I mean, just go to the doctor and... Because, Tampa wants him to go to the doctor because they don't believe anything he's saying.
Well, this is also a gentleman who's been given such great medical advice that he nearly burned his feet off in the cryogenic chamber. Remember that?
Yep.
Or he's
that was
also,
when he was in Oakland, yeah.
I wonder if it's the same doctor that he farted on that gave him the... if you promise me a couple sweet farts in the face, whatever you say, I will put out there. I don't believe anything Antonio Brown says.
But I have to be honest, his team is doing a great job because they found the one angle that's going to make him sympathetic to people who don't step back and go, hang on, this is a guy that's been cheating people out of money for years. He was accused of sexual assault, threw furniture off a high-rise balcony, and lied about being vaccinated.
Punched out a delivery truck driver.
Taped a conversation with his head coach before he shot his way out of town. So
this is a guy we should believe. If you didn't know anything about any of that, that's actually a really good way to get the whole world to think, you know what, he was wronged. This is a guy we should have on our team. You know, he's the victim here.
Well, I mean, if
it's the best angle you could take.
He's working on himself.
It's a universal thing. If the coach crosses his neck with his hand, which I'm sure there's, tons of evidence of, then, it's time to take off your uniform and start dancing around in the field.
Right. How do you take that and go, you're fired from the team?
Or take that and maybe get pissed and sit down and be like, F you, I'm not going back in. No, but what you do at that point is you take off your uniform and start dancing around in the field.
Because everybody does that. That's a completely normal reaction.
And how can that team in good conscience, knowing that he's got mental problems, not put up with anything he does? They should put up with every single thing that he does because he's got mental problems. It's up to everyone as a society. He was drowning all these cats. I understand, but I mean, the guy's got mental problems.
Just love, I'm working on myself. He sits there, God.
Yeah, I'm getting my master's in classical literature at Harvard right now.
First they cut me, now they cage me.
Well, I mean, if your ankle's that effed up, you can't play anyway.
Well, that's what he's doing now, is he's making it so it's like, all right, well, you think you're going to keep me off the field and not go to another team. Well, the joke's on you because I couldn't have played anyway. And now because I was injured, you got to pay me.
Right.
You can't do this. You can't cut me because it obviously looks awful that you've got an injured player out there.
And then Tampa Bay goes, well, I don't believe anything you're saying. Go to this doctor or this doctor. And he goes, no. So, this is going to be messy. But who wouldn't have thought it would be? Because Lord knows, if a coach yells at you on the sideline, the first thing you do, they teach it from the peewee level, is to take off your uniform and dance around.
Always a clean break wherever he goes.
Yeah.
And by the way, his first comment, even before this, was on Cameo.
Of course it
Someone
was.
Someone did a cameo with him, and he was just like, something about how he's like one of those like lines, like, I feel caged or something like that.
No, but he did that.
Very vague.
If you remember when he was with the Raiders, he like dyed his mustache blonde. Remember, he was standing in a pool and doing a cameo. Do you remember that?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, that seems to be his exit strategy.
Well, that's how he's going to make his money now, his cameo. Right. He's actually going to join the band Cameo. He's saying word up an awful lot. It's a little weird.
Well, this is a cover of one of those. I'm from the pit, not the palace. I'm kind of stylish. Yep. Lifestyle lavish. Very lavish.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's good. That's how old I am. All right, the Bankroll Boys are here. We'll talk to them in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.